White, Oakland, California, April 28, 1876. Dear husband, I have written 15 pages today. Mary Clough is hard after me. She has copied 15 pages today, good large day's work. As soon as dinner is eaten, I go to Mary's room, and she reads me what she has written while I lie on the sofa and rest. Then again at night I go to her room, and she reads the rest. She delights in it all as much as myself. Mary is trying her utmost to get these books out. We have so quiet a time. Never have I had such an opportunity in my life before. I will improve it. We have written above 200 pages since you left, all copied, ready for printers. I eat lightly and sleep quite well, and pray much. The Lord will help me in my work. Elder Canwright has urged my coming to the camp meeting, but I cannot come. This work must be completed first. Mary has been given me of God. I shall then have her employed in the very work she was, in the providence of God, sent me to do. A work I have found that no one would or could do for me. I am free, cheerful, and happy. You are the same, for which I am truly thankful. Oh, how precious are the truths of God's Word, so full of power and spirit and life. May the Lord direct your path, is my prayer. Every day our prayers go forth for God to guide you in judgment and lead you by His unerring wisdom. Do you hear anything of the Lindsays or Haskells? Please write if you do. I speak to the people tomorrow and Sunday night. My labors, Sabbath and Sunday, told upon the people with power. Brother Ritchie's parents and her sister were there. They were deeply convicted, and Brother and Sister Ritchie thought they had never heard anything so stirring in their lives before. I feel that I am less than nothing, but Jesus is my all, my righteousness, and my wisdom, and my strength. I write this line today because I wish to get it in the office before the Sabbath. I wrote 6 pages to you this morning, 15 pages for my book, and these pages this evening. And yet, I am not so very tired. Write often. In much love.